When England's half ruin had cause to be sad, the Pope's bloody bulls they began to run mad. Because we had given them pasture a while, they ran about ranning all over the isle. These merciless beasts, their rage for to feast, they gored and had like to have murdered our test. But just in the interim there came in a friend, who did the poor test from their fury defend. These bulls, they were kept by that bear in the tower, and chiefly were nourished by dispensing power. But sometimes to feast their devouring jaws, their keeper would give them some scraps of the laws. But these bulls have been found in other men's ground, but now we have put them in Packington's pound. Oh, never was bull so baited about, for certain as these will be ere they come out. Thus in our nation a great many fools endeavor to fatten his holiness bulls. The judges almost of our every cause allow them a pension of penal laws. These bulls had such power they'd like to devour our church and our laws, but they now are brought lower. Was ever such impudent bulls ever known to toss sacred majesty out of the throne? Their keeper, who was no less man than a lord, whereby these mad bulls most notorious scored. They had on their heads such a Samson-like power, they cast him at one clever toss in the tower. And some they are jealous that he and his fellows will be tossed from the tower to scaffold or gallows. Oh, what a sad sight would it be for to see so many blessed martyrs to swing on a tree. We've done with the keeper, and now for the driver, who valued religion no more than a stiver. These bulls being wanton and at no command, they toss their poor driver quite out of the land. This is a sad matter to loose observator, who had a strange name but is stranger by nature. 'Twould be a sad thing should we dance then the jig, for making division twixt Tory and Whig. These bulls were so wanton and masterless grown, they broke into pastures that lay nigh the throne. They fatted themselves and they ranged about, and under the owner before they came out. He was forced out of hand to leave all his land. Such damn popish bulls deserve all to be hanged. More mischief they did which must not be expressed. I'll leave you alone to imagine the rest. But now these sad beasts for the mischief they done will be to the slaughter brought every one. And if that they were but well ordered and dressed, 'twould make Pope and Devil a delicate feast. Their bull nor their bear shall be fed no more fears, nor set us together again by the ears. We'll out of our land quickly drive out the beasts, as popular rogues and disquieted priests. You that are minded to purchase a hide, pray lay by your coin while the bulls they are tried. For then at the gallows you'll see such a heap, and excellent penny were sold very cheap. Stay but while sessions you'll hear such confessions, as subtle as e'er was the old declarations. But we shall have now a much honester state, and be no more bold at so simple a rate.